Declaring God's Word, a daily devotion by Derek Prince.
March 14th, the blood of Jesus.
All this week, Derek will be looking at how we overcome Satan by the blood of Jesus, the word of our testimony, and by not loving our lives to death. Today he reminds us of the significance of drinking Christ's blood. Four times in John 6, Jesus says about the believer, "I will raise him up on the last day." Resurrection is a part of salvation.
John chapter 6, verses 54 to 56. "Whoever eats my flesh and drinks my blood has eternal life, and I will raise him up at the last day. For my flesh is food indeed, that is true food, and my blood is drink indeed, that is true drink. He who eats my flesh and drinks my blood abides in me, and I in him."
The words "eats, drinks, and abides" are in the continuing present tense. He who continually feeds on my flesh and continually drinks my blood continually abides in me and I in him. It's very clear that the Lord attaches tremendous importance to feeding on his flesh and drinking his blood. I am not the final authority, but I really believe he's talking about the sacrament of the Lord's Supper or communion. At one time I lived in an Arab town with Arab Christians. When they took the Lord's Supper, they said, "Let us drink the blood of Jesus." I believe those Arab Christians got the right picture. Drinking the blood of Jesus is communion. Something in us says, "I don't like the thought of drinking blood." I remember that it took me years to come to grips with this statement. But to have eternal life, we have to drink Jesus' blood and feed on his flesh. Listen to this proclamation and make it your own.
"Thank you, Lord, for the blood of the Lamb. I partake of his eternal life by drinking his blood and feeding on his flesh, and I proclaim that I overcome Satan by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of my testimony, and I do not love my life to the death. Amen."
Derek Prince Ministries, reaching the unreached, teaching the untaught.